In 1963, we were visiting a large game park in Kenya. One afternoon, the game warden of the park came upon a mother baboon who was dying. She had a large wound in her side, probably made by a leopard. We'll never know. No one was there when she was attacked. Lying beside her was a little infant, and the game warden thought that it was probably also dead, but he thought I might like to see it, so he put it in his Land Rover and brought it back to the safari camp where we were staying. On the trip back to the camp, the infant, it was a little female, began to warm up in the sun and began to make little movements. It was clear she was alive. So as soon as he brought her to me, I went and found some milk in a baby bottle and began to feed her. Within a day or two, she was feeling much better. But the little baboon was very upset. After all, it had lost its mother, and the first few days we kept her, she cried and cried all the time. So we called her Dolores. That's because Dolores comes from the Latin word dolorous. It means weeping and crying. Of course, we didn't call her that long. We soon shortened it to Dolly. Now, you know, little baboons are very dependent on their mothers when they're young. They always want to stay with them, clinging to them, especially little female baboons. And this sometimes caused us a lot of trouble. We were traveling across Africa. We usually camped out at night, but whenever we could, we would go to a little hotel so we could have a shower and a nice hot meal. But when it came time to go to the dining room and we had to leave little Dolly in our bedroom, she would begin crying and screaming because, you see, now I was her mother and she didn't want me to go away. It was just as if her own mother were leaving her alone. Well, how do you persuade a little baboon to go to sleep? We'd noticed that in the evening when the baboon troop climbs up into the trees, they make certain sounds in a chorus. And there were some other people traveling with us, so every night when it came time to go into the dining room, we would all gather in our bedroom and turn out the lights, and then we would all stand around trying to make these same sounds the baboons do. It's sort of a all of us standing around making these sounds together. Well, sometimes this worked, and little Dolly would go to sleep when she heard these sounds. Sounded like a baboon troop in the evening. But, of course, usually it didn't work, and the moment she heard us leave the room, she would start screaming again. So, in order to keep the hotel manager from just throwing us out altogether, the only thing I could do would be to pick her up and put her on my chest. But, of course, I had to put her inside my shirt where the people in the dining room wouldn't see her. Well, one evening we were sitting there eating dinner. Little Dolly was nestled inside my shirt. And I looked up and I noticed that the people at the next table were looking at me in utter amazement. And I looked down, and there was a little brown arm sneaking out from inside my shirt and taking peas and potatoes off my plate and then quickly disappearing back inside my shirt. Well, you can imagine after this, the hotel manager asked us to leave our little baboon in the room. As the weeks passed, Dolly the baboon grew into an older infant. And now she didn't want to ride on my chest anymore. She wanted to ride sitting up. Well, of course, I didn't walk around on all fours, so she had to find some place where she could sit, and she decided my shoulder was the best place. So whenever I went walking around, she would sit up on my shoulder with her feet propped up on my head and her hands clutching my hair, looking very jaunty as I walked along. It was even funnier when she took her bottle. She'd hold the baby bottle in one hand and hold onto my hair with the other, and we'd walk around the hotel grounds together. Sometimes on these walks, we'd see some very large cats. These are kept around the hotels to catch the very large rats that sometimes come there to look in the garbage cans. Well, at first, I was a little worried when I saw Dolly leaving my shoulder and going up to one of these cats because I knew that the cat could kill her if it wanted to, but nothing ever happened. The cats always seemed so amazed by this creature they'd never seen before that they just never even bothered her. But one day, something more serious happened. In Africa, in the wilder parts of the country, there are a lot of wild animals, and people keep big watchdogs. They're really dangerous animals right near the hotel grounds sometimes, and a watchdog is really a watchdog and badly needed. Now, people around hotels and in camps don't like baboons at all because the baboons come and raid the gardens. The baboons have found it's much easier to dig up the peas and potatoes that are planted in the gardens than to go out and look for food on their own. So the people always try to get the watchdogs to chase the baboons off. And dogs don't like baboons either, because very often a dog who's not cautious enough is killed by them. Any dog that's brash enough to rush into a big baboon troop is caught by the big males and usually killed instantly. So any time the dogs have a chance to get a small baboon, they catch it and kill it immediately. I knew this, but little Dolly didn't know it. And she was getting very confident by this time. After all, she discovered that people liked her and cats were afraid of her. So every opportunity she got, she'd jump down from my shoulder and go exploring anything new that she saw. Well, one afternoon, we came up to a hotel where we'd never been before, and little Dolly immediately jumped off my shoulder and went running off over the hotel grounds. Then I saw to my horror that there were coming toward her two very big watchdogs. Well, there was no time for me to do anything. There was no time to reach the dogs before they got to the little baboon. And so I did the only thing I knew to do, and that was to give the big sound that adult males give when there's danger around. It's a brahu sound like this. Woo! Well, the moment I did that, Dolly stopped dead in her tracks. She let out the most blood-curdling scream and came running back to me faster than I'd ever seen her run. She jumped up on my shoulder. Once she was up on my shoulder, you know, and safe and all, she began to threaten the big dogs. But from that day forward, little Dolly never went up to a dog again.